Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the GVS Spa First Quarter 2022 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Massimo Scagliarini, Chief Executive Officer of GVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon and good morning to everybody, and welcome to the presentation of the first quarter 2022. Positive starting with 81.1 million sales, +5% on the normalized Q4. Remittances. In this presentation, we will see both comparison with Q4 and Q1. This because Q1 was even impacted by the COVID related revenue. We try to give you a more clear picture as possible to understand all the numbers. Said that, Healthcare and Life Science stable on Q4 level, and Air & Mobility +28%. But this, if you recall at the last presentation at the end of the year, we were stating the fact that certain customer had postponed order in this division. In the first quarter, they recovered this order and that generated this +28%. Health and Safety slightly below the fourth quarter 2021, but this mainly towards seasonality of the RPD business. Even if I would say that I am still not fully happy about the recovery of this division, so I'm expecting better performance for the future. Adjusted EBITDA nearly 26%. We will see the EBITDA in the next few slides from different point of view. Again, comparing with the Q4, if you look at the organic, you will see later on we have an improvement. Otherwise, it's quite stable compared with the Q4. Net financial position are 66 million, 20 of cash generation. Remember the acquisition of FCT in February 2022 for 68 million. Right-of-use 11 million, and all the other KPI in line with the expectation. Okay, this is one of the first graphs to try to explain and translate the situation. Here you can see in this graph, we highlight what is organic, so the historical business, what is M&A, and what is COVID related. It's very interesting to see that we have an improvement on EBITDA compared with the fourth quarter. Of course, we cannot compare with the first quarter of 37.5 because we had a very strong industrial leverage. This is one of the reasons why we prefer to use Q4 as a comparison quarter. Interesting to see the M&A activity that brings nearly 10 million euro on our revenue. This bring a very strong growth compared with the clean Q1 of 2021. Here is another graph that show the revenue. Again, here we are normalizing the revenue compared with COVID revenue and M&A activity. As I was mentioning before, if we compare the Q1 revenue revenue with the of 22 revenue with the Q1 21 revenue excluding the COVID, we see a very nice increase of 17%, of course due to the M&A activity, but this was exactly the strategy that we built in the last period to compensate the COVID exceptional result. Healthcare and life science remain the leading division, confirming our DNA of healthcare and life science company. Energy mobility goes up to 25% and health and safety 21%. Interesting to see how geographically North America, due to the last acquisition, predominant in the group with 49% versus Europe 26% and Asia 17%. Of course, with our future vision, we want to rebalance this geographical division. Okay, some more in deep financial number, and I will leave the speech to Mario so that we can illustrate.
Okay, good evening. In this slide, we show the ongoing of the all the single quarters, last five quarters, just to show the trend of the company, normalizing just the impact of the COVID related business in 2021. This to show a little bit better what is the trend, neutralizing the extraordinary impact of the COVID-19. Q1 2022, as Massimo said, present an EBITDA margin about 26%, 25.6%. That is quite aligned with Q4 21 normalized. And what is and is obviously lower than the Q1 2021 that was really strongly impacted by COVID exceptional sales and operating leverage. So what is changing now is that in terms of labor costs, we are converting what was the direct labor cost that characterized the first half of the past year due to the production of the disposable mask with the growth of the commercial and managerial structure in which we are investing a lot to prevent the future growth and to be ready for the next step of the growth of the company. For the other level of cost, mainly in terms of raw material, the incidence is still positive because the Q1 closed with an incidence in terms of raw material that is quite aligned with the Q1 2020, that was the last quarter without COVID impact in terms of number. So this is due obviously to the positive management of the price increase dynamic compared with all the variances that we are registering in terms of logistic and inflationary trends. And this is the reason why we can say that it's well managed and the effect is positive from that point of view. In terms of service costs and other operating expenses, we are working with the threat value compared with the single period, so no news on that side. EBIT reflects the same trend of the adjusted EBITDA. Once again, the only difference that we have in terms of adjustment between EBITDA and EBIT is the PPA related with amortization due to the purchase price allocation after the acquisition, And this voice is increasing due to the last two acquisitions, SPB, mainly the SPB and now SPB in China. Net financial expenses on 0.6% in terms of incidence on sales, that is a level of which is improving compared with the trend of the past year. And this also considering the increase of the gross debt of the company due to the acquisition that we closed. And this is because the cost for funding is surely better in the last year and the last 2 years compared with the historical cost that we had from the original funding in the bank. In terms of taxes, we are working with 25% of tax rate actually for the Q1 22. As I normally say, this is just the first quarter of the year, so the final real impact in terms of tax rate we can calculate only at the end of the year. We expect something about 25-26%. To be coherent with the trend of with the historical trend. Net income, just net income follows the same trend of the EBIT and the EBITDA. So the trend is totally coherent from that side. CapEx, we had first quarter of 22 with a lower trend in terms of CapEx of this period, without considering obviously the acquisition, so the acquisition of STT in China. So we are on 4.3% on sales, while the average of GBS is normally about 6% of sales, and so the starting of this year needed a less a level of CapEx to face the year. We expect for the year something about 20 million of CapEx, so we are in line with the provision or slightly better in terms of investing. What is affecting the cash in terms of growth is the trade working capital, because due to the last acquisition that we made, but also due to the policies that we are still going on in terms of prudence to face, to prevent any inflationary or problems related to the raw material, in reality, this is creating a little bit an increasing of trade working capital up to the level of 53%. And this is something that we have to monitoring and to reduce in the second half of the year. It's quite normal the increase of in the first quarter this year is the increase is a little bit extraordinary compared with our normal trend. In terms of research and development, we are increasing in terms of Q1 2022 compared with the Q1 2021. And this trend is also due to the addition of RPB, which bring in the group new resources for research and development. In terms of debt, as Massimo said, we rise up to 166 million with a level of leverage about 1.9 on the last 12 months. And a cash conversion that increased up to 83% in the Q1 2022. So the cash flow generation is still positive, even with a little bit of absorption related to the trade working capital. Here you can see the bridge between the net financial position at the end of the past year and the end of the first quarter of 2022. And the main difference, as you can see, apart the operating cash flow generated by the business, is related to the acquisition of SPC in China, which created a cash out for 60 million, more or less. And in addition to that, there is a provision of an earn-out in the next 24 months. And the earn-out is already, the provision of the earn-out is already in the net financial position of the company. In the Q1, we have also closed the project about the buyback that we started in September or October of the past year, and we finalized in January of this year. So I leave the speech to Massimo just to present the near future and what we are focusing on.
Yeah. Very simple slide. We changed this final slide, otherwise repeating the activity was a little bit redundant due to the fact that we have presented the activity a few months ago. So, but the really key concepts are execution, first of all. That is very important because we have invested a lot in organization. We have four new distribution centers that need to be absorbed. We have Puerto Rico that is still not performing as we like. We have Mexico that is a green field and is still not at the level that we want. So we have a lot of activity to be done in this year to recover in terms of excellence operation. M&A, again, it's a very strategic and important point, and the supply chain that everybody knows in this period is for sure a very complex topics to be managed. So these three are the principal activity where we will devote our time during this year, 2022. Oh, yes. And we are in line with the forecast of the year. That, of course, is a key one. So here we finish the presentation, and we can move to the Q&A stage.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove your question, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. The first question comes from Matteo Bonazzoni of Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I have some question. The first one is as regards the outlook for the full year. So looking at the first quarter of the year, you realized in terms of adjusted EBITDA is likely more than 20 million with a margin of 26%. If we look at the consensus estimates and also your indication for the full year, could point to a margin slightly in the region, let's say, of 30%, I think, with an EBITDA looking at consensus, which is between 1.5 and 1.10. So this requires for the remaining three quarters a run rate of EBITDA of almost, let's say, 30 million compared to 20.8 adjusted of the first quarter. I would like just to ask you if you can provide a bridge or maybe a qualitative drivers for this kind of expected improvement, including the synergies with the recently acquired companies or the impact of the market situation in and all the drivers which you want to highlight, which could be helpful to bridge the 20.8 million of Q1 to a value close to 30 million, more or less, for the remaining three quarters. And then we know that M&A is one of your key growth drivers. You have done two acquisitions in the recent past. If you want to provide maybe more color on what's next, what you see in terms of opportunities in the next few months. Thanks.
As I was mentioning just a few minutes ago, for this year, execution is a very important topic. We have still a lot to do to recover our operational excellence in many different plants around the world, and we are working very hard in this direction. Plus, as I mentioned, we have to bring all the distribution center to a marginality that is in line with the rest of the distribution center. So there are timing to do all this activity. And so we will see an improvement of the result during the year. Plus, of course, the Q1, and Mario can confirm this, is the worst Q normally in terms of marginality, because we tend to do all the protection in preparation of the year and put all the protection in Q1. So the expectation is to see a growing curve of the marginality quarter by quarter for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are very nicely positioned with one specific target in Europe, in healthcare. Hopefully, we will be able to close the deal very soon. Of course, still an open negotiation, so everything might happen. But again, we are very active in this side, as historically we have been doing.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Alessandro Tortora of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon to everybody. I have, let's say, some very brief question. Okay, should be five. First of all, if you can, let's say, sort of give us the split you mentioned in the presentation, the contribution of liquid filtration. Can you give us an idea of the performance of laboratory into the quarter? The second question is on the COVID-related mask. What is the let's say decision of the company about this portion of sales, also considering that in Asia we are currently see let's say resurgence of COVID lockdown? So is it possible to see going forward also some contribution from COVID related mask? The third question is on the energy mobility. Considering everything we are reading about the supply chain also for automotive, what's your expectation here sequentially? Should we expect, let's say, some slowdown in the coming quarters, or the company is already well equipped to basically to ship to your OEMs? And then the last question is on RPV. I understood that you mentioned some seasonality on, let's say, quarter by quarter for this company. Considering now that we are basically 6 months from the acquisition, can you give us an update on the integration of the company? How is it proceeding? Do you already see some good effort in terms of distribution of the product of RPV in Europe? So just to have, let's say, an idea of the integration and the commercial synergies that you are achieving on RPB. Thanks.
Okay.
How the laboratory split?
What I can see is that the level is, I remember well, about 8 million in the Q1 2022. That is quite stable with the trend of the past year, of all the quarters of the past year. And the rest of the healthcare life science division is related to the a little bit of decrease in air and gas and increase in liquid, medical liquid. And so the medical liquid is quite compensating the decreasing of the air and gas. So the redistribution in terms of the disease. China.
Okay. Okay, very seriously, yes, I believe that potentially the COVID might be back in October, but no one knows, so we are not really counting on this to put in our future. Again, we definitely prefer to focalize on a very high-level product like the RPB or the gas mask because they come out completely from this COVID-related type of market. But it's true that we are selling masks to the hospital. We are in Italy and we are selling masks to NHS in UK, huge quantity, but is a market that anyway we want to keep also for the future. So we have salespeople dedicated to this specific market. But I will not call this COVID related. I prefer to call this hospital market as it was in the past. Integration of RPB from the industrial point of view, we are a little bit slow, but being a company with really a very nice marginality, we focalized ourselves on Puerto Rico and other reality because basically we restart travel just from a few months. So we establish priority where to in have a more strong interview and where to have a less intervent. Nevertheless, from the sales point of view, in Europe, we have a very positive return and we are already seeing the first nice synergy coming back. In the rest of the world, we are still waiting the certification, and this will happen more towards September, not before than this period.
Then, I lost the question about energy mobility.
The energy mobility, I believe that if we are foreseeing any gap for the future due to the supply chain problem. Again, I answer with my order book in front of me, and I don't see this gap right now. On the contrary, we see a lot of RFQ in the United States because the U.S. market is bringing back a lot of production from China to the U.S. Market. And so in this moment, there is a lot of movement in this sector. But again, my order book was clear also in the last quarter of 2021, and then in December, many customers postponed orders. So I don't have a clear vision, or I have the vision that everyone else have on this market. Say that we pay a lot of attention. But right now, the order book is solid and it's nice.
Okay, thanks. And just if I may, sorry, because I have also, let's say, the fifth question that I forgot. It was related to cost inflation, wage cost inflation. You mentioned before that the company invested in, let's say, structure, people, and also on the sales side. Can you give us an idea of the sense of the cost inflation the company is experiencing, also considering the geographical mix, let's say, at constant a constant employee, just to understand the average wage cost inflation you are let's say you are seeing in your countries. Thanks.
Okay, cost inflation in labor is I would say is very strong in US. Talking about labor, or more specifically direct labor, US. We are still not seeing this in Europe and nothing in Asia or South America. I believe that we will face this in the near future also in Europe, or at least we are prepared eventually to face this inflation. Going into the numbers, the nice thing is that we have, besides inflation in the United States, we have dramatically reduced our cost for direct labor. And the increased costs are mainly on sales, sales team, and first line of management.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we invest and where, let me say, we are penalized right now. The rest, from the operational point of view, I am happy of the result that we achieved. We are still not where I want to be, but we are moving in the right direction. So the team is operating very well.
Okay, thanks. Very clear.
Mr. Scaglierini, there are no questions registered at this time, sir.
Okay, excellent. So thank you very much to everybody. And see you at the next quarter presentation.